Hi, we have a patient, Charles Lovejoy, CHARLESLOVJOY. Date of birth is 4/23/1979. Date of accident 10/6/2020, and date of service is 10/25/2022. The patient returns today for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on June 3, 2022. The patient reports that he was suffering from pancreatitis, and for 2 months or 2.5 months he was bedridden. He was initially seen at Providence Hospital for acute pancreatitis, and it took a long time to get better. His gallbladder and pancreas both were involved. Regarding the issues of his pain, as we know, he was involved in an automobile accident where he was T-boned on the passenger side, which caused him initially some headaches with loss of memory, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, and pain syndrome affecting his neck and the lower back with radiation to the left arm and left leg. The progress was as follows. The patient was found to have a herniated disc at L4, L5, and then small disc herniation at T3, T4, T5, and T6, T6 and 7, as well as at C6 and C7. The patient at advanced pain care was provided the following treatment. He had 7 epidural injections and 3 sets of sacroiliac joint injection to the left SI joint, and it brought him 50% relief. The patient was referred for a spine surgery as he did not get a complete release. Neuropsych evaluation was also referred on 5/31/2022 on his last visit. I never heard of him. I do not know what happened. He was disappeared. We believe his case was concluded and completed as we had sent our billing records to his attorney, who is a plaintiff attorney. Currently, he reports that he still has a lot of spasm in his upper back and lower back, and he cannot stand too long. When he does, he has a lot of pain. Severe anxiety and mood is bad and depressed, and severe spasm is most of the time present. He has a pain in the neck around 5, middle back is 5, and the lower back is 3 to 4. The overall pain range is between 2 to 5, and ADLs are not gravely affected anymore. Our patient reports 60% improvement in symptoms overall. The neurology and psych patient report there are no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbances, no memory problems, no confusion, disorientation, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus or lack of concentration. And the patient has fatigue, tension, poor work performance, and anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, decreased range of motion, and nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, middle back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pain. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the neck and middle back, upper back, and lower back, along with stiffness of the neck and lower back, along with sciatica and some nerve pain occasionally. No difficulty in walking reported. No other pains are reported. And no pain in the shoulder is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. And in respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the pain-wise, there is a spasm, but overall 60%. Improvement has been reported secondary to the epidural injections. In the medical history, the patient has sinus infection and inflamed pancreas, which has been causing him some issues. Surgical, no surgery ever was done. Hospitalization only for pancreas at Providence Hospital for 30 days. In the weight loss, there is no other weight loss or any other trauma. And current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patients fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Physical examination is the same from previous visit, which is on 5/31/2022, dictation number is 0602-059. Please copy and paste along with diagnosis. Plan is as follows. The patient is advised to continue his medications, which are meloxicam for anti-inflammatory effects, 7.5 mg twice a day, Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day, Acifex, 20 mg twice a day, Tramadol, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, and Xanax, 1 mg twice a day for anxiety, Gabapentin, 300 mg four times a day for relief of the pain, headaches, and from there. He also was referred to spine surgery. He was discussed all the options, including surgery to spinal cord stimulation device. And the patient will be discussing with Dr. Redden about it. He was also referred to neuropsych. Although his brain MRI was completely normal, and now the headaches are also not there, we believe that that is not even needed to do neuropsych. He has a history of sacroiliitis bilaterally, and there for that reason, especially, and also ongoing spasm in the back that we found in the trapezius and quadratus lumborum along with paraspinal region. It appears that he'll benefit with further therapy. 2 times per week with laser treatment is advised, focusing on the neck, middle back, lower back. The patient has not been very forthcoming for surgery, and he only wanted to do only injections. He's placed on a light duty job with 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pounds, and basically that is all we can do. I've informed him that if he like, I can do 1 set of lumbar epidural, 4 sets of thoracic, and 1 set of neck injections if he wants to keep coming. That is the best we can do for him. Thank you.